Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how and why to get your horse thinking forwards. So you've probably heard many riding coaches shouting to their students, instructing them to ride their horses more forwards. Now, although this is good advice, the term forwards can often be misinterpreted. So rather than you constantly having to push your horse to keep him moving and working your own leg muscles rather than working your actual horse, you ideally want your horse to stay in gear and be self-going, or as it's more commonly known, to be forward-thinking. So in this podcast episode, we're going to clarify what a forward-thinking horse is and why this quality is necessary for dressage. And we will also look at what makes a horse backward-thinking before helping you create forwardness in your own horse. So let's kickstart things off by first answering the question, what is a forward-thinking horse? So throughout all of your training, your horse should have a forward thought, which means that he should always be ready to take a step forward willingly and naturally when he is asked to do so. Now, a forward thought should be present in all dressage movements, including downward transitions, the halt, and even the rein back. Although the rein back is a rearward movement that does require you to ask your horse to move backward, your horse should still perform it with a forward thought. So that is, your horse should be ready and willing to step under and push forwards with his hind legs immediately when asked. Now, a forward-thinking horse also has the desire to stay within a pace without the need of constant leg aids from his rider. For example, when in trot, your horse will remain in that pace until he is instructed otherwise, so he does not stop because your leg aids have stopped aiding him every single stride. Now, it's important to note that forwards does not equal fast. So one of the biggest misconceptions is that forwardness refers to speed, which then leads novice riders to kick on and make their horses go faster. But sadly, all this does is push the horse out of a suitable rhythm and tempo, and it often causes the horse to lose his balance, to fall onto his forehand, to get tense and tight through his back, and to come against the contact. Now, another misconception is that a fast-moving hot horse is also a forward horse. Again, this is incorrect, because a horse moving at speed can still be behind the rider's leg, therefore not working forwards from the leg, but instead rushing away from it. So it's important to remember that forwardness has nothing to do with speed. Instead, forward is an attitude of mind. So now that we know what this is, why is it important to have your horse thinking forwards? Well, to explain the importance of having a forward-thinking horse, we need to recap the energy circle. So during your training, there should be a constant flow of energy that flows first from your horse's active hind legs. It should then go over his supple and swinging back. It should arrive in your horse's mouth as he seeks the contact. It should then travel along the reins to your hands, where you can then modify it to create movements, transitions, and half halts. The energy should then flow through your supple body and seat back into your driving aids, which are your legs, and the energy goes back into the activity of your horse's hind legs, and so on, around and around the energy circle continues to flow. Now, as this demonstrates, your horse's hind legs must actively step under and push energy upwards and forwards towards the bit. Now, it's the energy from the hind legs that allow us to connect our horses and create the energy circle. Now, if there is not enough energy positively generated from your horse's hind legs, then it will not reach the contact, and therefore it cannot be recycled and redirected, and the full energy circle will not flow. Now, if your horse is not forward thinking, then he will lack the desire to work with a lively impulsion towards the bit, and this will result in your horse being behind the leg, lacking engagement, unable to show genuine suppleness and swing over his back, and he will be incapable of establishing a correct elastic contact and an uphill balance. Now, in a similar sense, if your horse requires constant aiding to keep moving forward and to maintain the energy circle, then he will stall every time you take your leg off. And in this case, you cannot improve your horse's way of going because your legs are too busy keeping his motor running. Now, in comparison to this, when your horse is forward thinking, he will keep the energy circle flowing somewhat on his own. He will constantly work from active hind legs towards the bit. Even during downward transitions, the halt and the rein back, the energy will still flow from his hind legs over his back and into the contact. So now that we know why this is important, let's now talk about a backward thinking horse. So first up, what is a backward thinking horse? Well, this term describes a horse that does not willingly work forwards from your leg. Instead, he will ignore your forward driving aids and show little interest in responding to them. Now, in extreme cases, your horse may also display resistance to going forwards. He may do this by pinning his ears back, by swishing his tail, by walking backwards, or even bucking, kicking out, and rearing in protest. Now, if your horse is backward thinking, you will be unable to exert any positive influence to improve his way of going. Therefore, while remaining a backward thinker, your horse will never gain high marks in a dressage test and will find it very difficult to progress. So now let's move on to talk about what causes a horse to be backward thinking. Well, arguably, no horse is born as a backward thinker. Remember that horses are prey animals, so their natural instinct is to go forwards. So if your horse resists going forwards, then more often than not, it's a result of one or more possible causes, which we're going to list now. So the first possible cause for why your horse might be backward thinking is pain and or discomfort when moving forwards. So if your horse experiences a negative sensation, such as pain, when he responds to your forward driving aids, then this will turn him into a backward thinker instead of a forward thinker. Now, common sources of pain that are seen in backward thinking horses include, but they're not limited to, the following. So there could be an incorrectly fitted saddle or another piece of incorrectly fitted tack. Your horse could have back soreness, there could be kissing spines, dental problems, gastric ulcers, and any number of musculoskeletal issues. Now, moving on to possible cause number two, and this is mixed signals. So if you are a novice rider who has yet to develop an independent seat and balance in the saddle, then you can accidentally give your horse mixed signals. For example, you may ask your horse to trot, but then you may lose your balance and inadvertently yank on the reins. Likewise, during the canter, you may unknowingly use the reins to help yourself balance, putting extra pressure on the horse's bit. Now, in a similar sense, you may continually grip with your thighs, and this will prevent your horse from moving his shoulders fully and being able to travel freely forwards. So constant application, incorrect use, and/or poor timing of your restraining aids can give your horse these mixed signals and prevent him from thinking forwards. Now, possible cause number three for a backward thinking horse is incorrect training. So many riders inadvertently teach their horses to be unresponsive to their legs and their driving aids. So if you persist in applying multiple leg aids or squeezing your horse until you are blue in the face in an effort just to persuade him to walk forwards, then you are effectively teaching your horse that those are the aids to move. Now, overuse of the leg, such as constant nagging to keep your horse trotting, will quickly make your horse dead to the aid and he will eventually stop responding to them. Now, moving on to possible cause number four, and this is overtraining. So in the same way that too many hard sessions at the gym can leave you feeling sore and fatigued, the same is true for your horse. So if your horse has a full-on training schedule with back-to-back competitions, he may become physically stiff and mentally tired. And in this state, he will not feel enthusiastic about his work, and he will find it difficult to maintain his eagerness to keep working forwards. Now, moving on to possible cause number five for backward thinking, and this is boredom. So like humans, horses also enjoy a bit of variety. So if you ride around the same arena every single day and you repeat the same exercises over and over again, it won't be long before your horse mentally switches off. And then the final possible cause for a backward thinking horse is your horse's daily life. Now, although many may overlook this possible cause, meeting the natural daily needs of your horse can go a long way to improving his attitude during work. Now, this encompasses more than just ensuring your horse receives forage and water, but also facilitating that your horse gets adequate turnout, gets a suitable environment and routine, and he also gets some downtime with other horses. Basically, if your horse is happy in his day-to-day life, then he's more likely to be enthusiastic and happy within his work. Okay, so now that we've went through all the factors that can create a backward thinking horse, let's now talk about how we go about creating a forward thinking horse. So once you have ruled out all those possible causes that we've just talked about that can make your horse backward thinking, we can now turn our attention to training our horses to be forward thinking. Now, as mentioned, forwardness does not equal speed, and you want to avoid falling into the trap of simply making your horse go faster. Now, instead, you want your horse's hind legs to step under his center of gravity and push upwards and forwards, allowing the energy to flow over his back as he stretches forward to the contact. And you want your horse ready to do this willingly, without any tension or resistance, and to do it to the lightest of aids. Now, for this, we need four qualities. So we need suppleness, balance, correct aiding, and responsiveness. So we're now going to discuss why each of those qualities is important for a forward-thinking horse. So first up, let's discuss the importance of suppleness. So for your horse to use his hind legs in the desired way that we've just described, he must possess a certain level of suppleness. So in order to bring his hind legs forwards and under, your horse must be supple over his back and over his top line. And this is known as longitudinal suppleness. Now, in order for your horse to absorb the weight and to flex his hind legs, your horse must have supple and mobile joints. And this is known as suppleness of the joints. And then finally, in order for your horse to accept your leg aids and respond to them quickly, willingly, and without tension, your horse must have mental suppleness. Now, we have done podcast episodes on each of those supplenesses individually: longitudinal suppleness, suppleness of the joints, and mental suppleness. So if you want to check that out, just have a look at our podcast archives, or you can also view the articles on our website for free at howtodressage.com. But if your horse is tense and tight in any of these areas, then when you apply your driving aids, your horse will simply speed up and move his legs faster, since he will be limited in his ability to step under and to push. Therefore, you need to maintain your horse's relaxation so he can accept your leg aids willingly through a supple swinging back, and he can respond to them with his whole body. Okay, so now let's move on to the second quality, where we're going to talk about the importance of balance. Now, balance is very important to your horse, and this is because in the wild, should your horse lose his balance when fleeing from a predator, then he could fall and become lunch. Therefore, he has a natural instinct to stay in balance. Now, if you drive your horse past his point of balance in an effort to make him more forward, then this loss of balance can cause him to become tense, to rush, and to fall onto his forehand. Now, young and novice horses that are right at the beginning of their training obviously have less balance. So therefore, you must consciously manage the tempo of the pace and the amount of forwardness and power that you ask for. So never push your horse for more than what his balance can cope with. Now, moving on to quality number three, and this is where we're now going to talk about the importance of correct aiding. So your horse must learn to firstly move forwards when he is asked to do so. And secondly, he must learn to stay forwards and maintain the pace without constant input from you. So in order to do this, you're going to follow these three simple steps. So step one is you're first going to use a leg aid to send your horse forward. Now, do not keep nudging your horse with your legs if you get no response. If your horse does not respond to your leg aid, then back up your aid with a tap from your schooling whip behind your inside leg. And then you can move on to step two, which is as soon as your horse does respond to your leg, then stop aiding. The removal of the aid is your horse's reward for responding correctly. You then need to sit quietly and allow your horse to move freely forwards and receive the energy in an elastic contact. And then step three. So if your horse stops going forward or loses activity, then just give him one big leg aid. And again, as soon as he responds, stop the aid. It will only take a few times, and then your horse will get the idea and he will maintain his pace without you having to nag him constantly. And then once your horse becomes self-going and he travels forward under his own steam, then you are then free to use your aids to improve your horse's balance, to increase the quality of his paces, and to position him correctly for school movements. And now we move on to the final quality, quality number four, and this is responsiveness. So as we've talked about, to be forward thinking, your horse must be attentive to your aids and he must be ready to respond instantly by stepping forward actively with his hind legs. Now, riding regular quality transitions is one of the best ways to improve your horse's responsiveness to your aids. So you can ride transitions from pace to pace, such as walk to trot, trot to canter, and walk to halt. You can also ride transitions between the paces, such as working trot to medium trot, or medium walk to free walk. And you can also ride transitions that skip a pace, such as walk to canter and trot to halt. Now, whether you are riding upward or downward transitions, the focus should be on your horse's hind legs stepping under into the transition, therefore going forwards in the transition. So upward transitions require your horse's hind legs to step under and to push. And downward transitions require your horse's hind legs to step under and take weight. Now, as per the previous quality where we talked about aiding, you should ask your horse to transition into the new pace, and then your horse should maintain that pace without you having to constantly keep aiding him. And then once you've got these four qualities, you can start to piece it all together. So through the use of transitions, clear and deliberate driving aids, along with conscious management of your horse's balance, relaxation, and full body suppleness, you can create a forward-thinking, self-going horse. So to wrap this episode up, if you have a horse that is inclined to be backward-thinking, it can present a real handicap to the progression of your dressage training, because your horse will lack the activity and the lively impulsion that is required to achieve genuine suppleness through the back, acceptance of the contact, engagement, and an uphill balance. Now, more often than not, your horse's backward thought has been created through a physical and/or training issue that has killed your horse's desire to travel forwards. So to retrain your horse to be forward thinking, you must first rule out any physical pain and discomfort before taking a holistic approach with your training. So look at your horse's suppleness, balance, the use of your aids, and your horse's responsiveness to them. Your end goal is for you to have a horse with a constant desire to move forward without tension, to willingly step under and engage his hind legs when he is asked to do so, and for him to transmit that energy created through a supple and relaxed back forward to the contact. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.